And if God is stirring your heart about something that's gone on recently, you may want to prepare yourself. But Jennifer, if you'll come up here. This past Sunday and Sunday night, we were just really going after God. I just feel like there's just been a new hunger inside of us for God. And so I've seen that in Jennifer. And last Sunday, she was just in the middle of the aisle. She was on her knees, had her hands up, just worshiping God. And I completely missed the rest of this. And I had to get it secondhand. And so I want you to get it firsthand. So I've asked Jennifer to share what God was doing in her life.
Okay, so for those of you who know me, you know that I can talk in front of a camera all day long. But talking in front of all these people right now has got me completely tore up. I am shaking and I'm nervous, so bear with me. And this could take a while, so get comfy. I have always known that God was a God of healing. I saw it when he healed my father. He had a heart attack when I was 6 months pregnant with Layla.
Wait a minute, say that again.
My father had a heart attack, a massive heart attack, when I was 6 months pregnant with Layla. And I can remember being on the nursery floor, the unfinished nursery floor. This was before I came back to Christ, a complete sobbing mess on my nursery floor and begging and pleading with God. It's not fair. Don't take him. She hasn't met him. Please don't take him. And he didn't. He came back. And the doctors had no idea. They couldn't explain it. He, for all intents and purposes, should have never lived. He went 20 minutes without oxygen and a heartbeat on his own. So he should not be here, and he made a full recovery. So I have always known that he is a God of healing, but I never believed that he could heal me. I never thought that I could ask for physical healing in my own body. So, she says, don't shake. I can't help it. So, fast forward to college. I was in a car accident that I was T-boned, and my car spun around and ended up in the opposite side of the intersection. So, it was a pretty big car accident. I didn't know until years later that it had caused a rapid deterioration in my vertebrae up here. So when I went to the chiropractor, I had woken up one morning in so much pain that I could not even breathe. I mean, it hurt to breathe. And I went to a chiropractor for the very first time. And he took x-rays and he showed me. He said, have you ever had a sports injury or been in a car accident? And I said, well, actually, yeah, I have. So he said, well, you know, over time, they say people shrink as they get older. They do. You get deterioration in between your vertebrae. But if you have an injury or an accident, that causes it to happen faster. So he explains all this to me. And he says, you have all these muscles in your back, and they're all attached to your vertebrae. And depending on which one is having the problem, that is the muscle group that is affected. So for me, my entire adult life, we're always told as women, we carry all of our stress in our shoulders. So I just thought, I just have stress. This is just normal. I'm just going to have to deal with this the rest of my life. I didn't realize it was a lot worse than what most people feel. So I've always had it all through here, right? When he adjusted me the first time, and this is really important, so you have to remember this. When he adjusted me the first time, I left that office and I called him. I said, you did something wrong. Like, something's not right. The pain has shifted. It had shifted to my left side. And he said, no. That's normal, because think of it this way. When we start aligning everything again, muscle groups that have not been working are now working. And so it's normal for the location of your pain to shift. And you may even notice that it will shift to your lower back. And it did. Later that day, it shifted to my lower back. Now, fast forward to last Sunday. Actually, about 4 weeks ago is when this started. I woke up again. It's silly, really. I'm 36 years old and I have a pillow I have to carry everywhere, like a blankie. So I did not fall asleep on that pillow. I fell asleep in Layla's room with her. Well, I woke up in serious pain, and things have been difficult for us the last 6 months or so. My husband changed jobs. Things have just been tight. We all know how that goes. So I did not feel like I needed to spend the money on going to a chiropractor for myself. There are other things that we needed more. And I thought, I'll just ice it. I'll take ibuprofen. I'll be okay. So I have been sleeping on an ice pack, taking ibuprofen every 6 hours. I can't imagine what it's doing to my liver. So it was not getting better. And I kept feeling through Kevin's messages. I went to another, a friend's church, actually. Little did they know I heard a message there. I kept feeling this nudge, like, go on, go down front, go ask for healing. And I am finally not shaking anymore. You can see what it does to me to, like, come to the front. It's like, I thought, I can't do that. My feet won't move. I've never done that. I grew up in religion. I didn't grow up in relationship. We don't do that kind of thing, you know? Oh, we do that kind of thing now, let me tell you. So last Sunday I came with a plan, and Brantley doesn't know this plan, but Brantley was my person. I came with the plan of, I'm going to pray with Brantley because Brantley is safe. I feel comfortable with Brantley. I'm okay with that, right? And God said, I don't care about your plan. So I did not come emotional. I was not planning on breaking down. And next thing I know, like Kevin said, I am a sopping mess in the aisle on my knees. And my little one has never seen that. The only other time I've ever gotten on my knees here in front of people, I do at home, but not here, she was in Kingdom Kids. And I can remember getting up off my knees and looking over at her, and she had her hands raised. And I just thought, yeah, like, she's not growing up in the religion like I did. She's growing up in the relationship. She's growing up in the abandon, in that feeling of, I don't care who sees me. I don't care what I look like. I know who my God is. Just abandon. And I thought, every day God uses her to show me what that's like, right? So I got up off the floor and I went and sat back down. And Kevin, you know, called for people, I think. I don't know. I don't even remember at this point. And I kept feeling this nudge of pray with Kim, not my Kim, who hears me every single day, but my other Kim, who sees me once a week. He said, pray with Kim. She believes I am a God of healing. And that's not to say Brantley doesn't, because I know she does. I know she does. But for some reason, I needed to pray with Kim because I kept hearing, she believes I am a God of healing. And so I said, okay. Brantley's my comfortable person, but okay. So I look around, and I look around, and I don't see Kim. And where is she? She's at the front. Because if you know Kim, if God is giving, she is receiving. That woman, I aspire to be like that. So I thought, all right, she's probably with somebody. I'm not going to bother her. I'm just going to wait patiently, because that's what we do. So I waited, and here she comes rolling down the aisle. And she rolled past me, and I thought, well, she's probably going to somebody else. She needs somebody else. Somebody else needs to pray with her, not me. And then she starts backing up. And I was like, okay, here goes nothing. So I leaned down and I said, I gave Kim the brief synopsis of what was going on with my neck. And I said, I was going to pray with Brantley, but I feel like I'm led to pray with you. And did she pray with me right away? No. She looked at me and she said very thoughtfully, okay, do you mind if I go get somebody? And I thought, see, she doesn't even want to pray with me. See, she got to get somebody else. She doesn't even want to pray with me. This is how my brain works, right? Like, I am my own worst enemy. Let's just say that. So she goes up to the front. And then when I saw who she got, I thought, That makes perfect sense. She went and got Tiffany, who also knows full well and believes that he is a God of healing. So they came back to me. I have only ever spoken to Tiffany one time. We served in Kingdom, not Kingdom Kids, in the nursery together. So I thought, well, this is kind of awkward, but okay. So we're praying, and next thing you know, I'm snotting all over them. I'm laying in their arms, like, just, you know. And Tiffany, who has such amazing power, like, that is someone who has the Holy Spirit in her. As she's praying with me, she has her hand on my neck, and I can feel cooling, like a cooling sensation, and my muscles just relax, like I just felt at total peace, which is really important too, because you can't put heat on an injury like this. It causes swelling, so you don't heal that way. That's why I lay on an ice pack every night. So I felt this cooling, and I felt my muscles just totally relax. And I left here, and I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden I feel pain in my left side. And I thought, yeah, God, yeah. And then later that night, I felt the pain in my lower back. And I thought, yeah, I know what this is. I know what this is. Because he was using what had happened to me years ago with the chiropractor when he adjusted me. And he said, that's normal. When things start shifting back into place, the pain location shifts. He was using that experience to show me, because he knows I'm totally questioning all the time. He was showing me, I'm working in your body. Like, I moved the pain here, now it's here. I'd like to say the rest of the week that it was totally gone. It was not. I felt good Monday. I felt good Tuesday. I woke up Wednesday in pain. There's a second part to this story. I told you it was going to take a really long time. So I woke up Wednesday in pain. Yeah. She sometimes, she carries the message more than I ever could. So, doubt had started to creep in. And there is also another area of my life that I have not given into healing. And I woke up, let's see, that was Wednesday, mild pain. I woke up Thursday crying, head in my hands. My husband came in. He said, please go to the chiropractor. Please go to the chiropractor. I said, okay, I'll go. I even asked him, I said, is that giving up on God? Like, I didn't know, you know? She said, no. So I had already resolved that I was going to go to the chiropractor, but I felt another nudge. If you believe he's a God of restoring and a God of healing, then he restores all areas of your life.
Amen.
All areas.
Yes.
There is an area, there is a relationship, a friend that I have had since we were 8 years old, and I'm probably going to need tissue now. I thought I had forgiven her. I can count on one hand the fights we've had ever, and they last all of 5 minutes. We got into such a fight a year ago, August, that we haven't spoken since. This is somebody who's been a part of every single moment of my life. I can remember her telling me after there was a message in Kingdom Kids about forgiving. And you better believe I heard about that on the way home. She said, Mommy, you need to call Courtney. So, but I haven't, because I thought, I've forgiven her. I just don't want her in my life. It was just that sort of feeling of, I just, you know, you just grow apart maybe. So I woke up Thursday and I felt that nudging. I was in pain and I felt that nudging. You need him to restore all areas of your life. So I thought, maybe I haven't truly forgiven her. And every time I had tried to call before that, it was a feeling of just, oh, I don't want to do this. Like, fear, sick. I just don't feel good doing this. I called her that day because that's the first time I'd ever called her. She'd called me and I hadn't answered. And I hate that I can say that. It's terrible. But I had just purposely not answered. I called her. And I can remember I was telling Pat this beforehand. I called her and I didn't feel fear. I didn't feel sick. I just did it out of complete obedience. I felt not nothing, but just okay. you know, here I am. I'm doing it because you told me to. And I felt better afterwards. I felt better. And then the next day I called her again and she answered this time. She's in Spain right now. She answered. And we didn't talk in depth, but we made a plan to talk when she gets back next week. And I feel better. Okay? So my limited knowledge is that sometimes things can block your healing. So you have to stop being stubborn. You have to let him move when he says he's going to move. And when you ask him to move, you have to be ready, because my whole week has been upside down and inside out. But I feel good. I can do this, and I can do this, and I can turn it, and I feel no pain.
Thank you.